This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And what's on your mind? Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Always comes with a disclaimer that we're not boasting when we say that. We're thankful. We're grateful. We extend gratitude to our listeners, whether it's 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains for so many years. In fact, about 96 or 7 now. A WDAY 970, another of our flight family team members, is like 98 years old. So they've been doing this a long, long time. The flag, AM 1100, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, is a baby. He put this on the air in 2008, has grown mightily for many, many reasons. Most especially, it is a place you can come when you need a little oasis from the craziness that is the fake news mainstream media. So KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, also part of the Flag family. We appreciate everybody. We're going to return to the calls on the next 48 hours and what it holds. And if it does play out like most of the swamp wants it to, with the Joe Biden inaugurated, what next? What do you do then? All of that will continue. Right now, we're going to do something we haven't done before. This is the inaugural edition of this. We are going to do this monthly. But I know there are a lot of really good business people within the sound of my voice. And I know whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a manager of a company, whether your own money is invested in this, you lay awake at night thinking about every mouth you have to feed in your company and their families. And, these are trying times politically. These are tough times with COVID in business. And you could use a little helping hand every now and then. And so we're going to try and do that for you. The Better Business Roundtable. And, you know, a lot of people claim to be experts, but we found real experts that can help businesses sort out through all the challenges they face owning and running a company. So we're going to talk about something that's a little big picture today, but on the other hand, it's important, and that is succession planning, right? I would argue if Jack Welch at GE would have been better replaced, GE wouldn't be on the ash heap of the business world today, right? And that goes down to the smallest little company. Dad's got everything in the business. He's just pouring it in, but he's thinking about whether his son is going to take over anybody else. When it comes to he has health problems, it goes away. And that happens all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Dan Staller's here from Starion Bank. Dan, do I say that right? Because I always think I'm saying Starion.
Starion Bank, Dan Staller. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I'm saying it right.
You are.
All right. Staller from Starion.
Correct.
All right, I got it right. Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey is here. Chad, glad you're here. Ide Bailey, gold standard name in consulting and accounting, and when we talk about experts, we mean it. Tyler Leverington is here with Onstead Twitchell. Leverington?
You got it.
I did it right? Okay. And Tom McDougall of the world-famous High Point Networks is here, too. Tom, appreciate all the help you bring to this effort as well.
Thanks, Scott.
Glad you're here. All right. So, Tom, we're going to start with you. You own High Point Networks. Give me a little perspective on this whole idea of planning a strategy, of starting to think about it, maybe just shut everything off for a day or two and say, am I going to retire? Am I going to pass the company along? Give me the 30,000-foot view here.
Well, Scott, I think the first thing that I as an entrepreneur think about is the fact that I'm going to live forever, so I don't need to worry about it.
Is that an accurate statement?
Well,
or no?
It's kind of the way I thought for a long time,
right,
of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you get smarter people than me involved, and they start telling you, you know, you should probably think about this. So, and we did. And in our case, I'm a majority owner, and I've got a minority owner as well. And so you have to think about the minority ownership component of it as well. But it is a really important topic, and I've been going through this personally for about the last year. So, you know, you start with the question, what do you want to do with it? Is there an end game? Do you want to sell? And in our case, we didn't want to sell. We don't want our business to be sold to some bigger conglomerate. So then you start thinking about, well, so then what do? Do you pass it to the employees? Do you pass it to the kids? A couple years ago, we weren't really sure what the kids were going to do. Now both girls are involved, and they love the business, so it kind of starts to bring some clarity as to what we'll do. But there really are three choices, right? You can sell it, you can pass it to the employees, you can pass it to family, and I think that's all part of what you need to think about. So if there's an end game, if I need a great big check and that's how I want to live, then that's one way to go. If you're looking for cash flow longer term, maybe there's a different way to go about it. And if you like what you've done and your culture's good and you feel like that can survive beyond you, kind of past, you know, I talk about the difference between success and significance. If you feel like you're into that significance layer, then maybe think about passing it. And that was our thought process as we went through it.
I hear you saying starts half the battle. Just start this conversation and don't put it off because you're not going to live forever.
It absolutely is half the battle to realize that it's going to end at some point, whether you want it to or not, or whether it's on your timing or not.
Makes sense.
That's where you have to do some planning.
And I'm guessing, Dan, that you have a lot of clients that come into Starian Bank, and they're thinking about this too. You're thinking about this too because you're the bank, and there's a lot of risk, and a lot of your investment is in that person at the top. So tell us a little bit about the perspective from the lender.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Scott. We see a lot of situations, whether it's a sole proprietor, one-man shop, or a company with multiple partners, multiple owners, especially when long-term financing comes into play. And, we're asking the question, what is your plan, just as Tom described? Do you have a plan? Does everybody know what that plan is? Can you fund that plan? Can you communicate that plan so that we can ensure over time that our long-term loan is going to be paid back, that the business isn't going to suffer some sort of event through that succession planning or transfer of ownership or management that you didn't anticipate that somehow is going to impact that ability to be successful, generate the cash flow you need to pay back the loan. So that's really one component of it. Can we generate that? And I think COVID had a lot of people thinking about, boy, what about disability now? What if I can't physically do my job and I'm running a pretty significant part of the company? Have you thought about that part of succession planning? Have you cross-trained employees and the like? But we also see, bigger picture, what about that transition time? How am I going to fund that? Can the company support the funding of that, especially if it's a buy-sell arrangement? Do we have the tools in place to successfully transfer that ownership the way we thought we were going to, or all of a sudden do I end up with somebody's wife as my new partner?
Right, which is, Steve and I talk about that, right? I mean, I love his wife. He loves my wife. But, it just would be a different dynamic. So, in our case, we ended up, taking separate company paid for life insurance out to say, okay, then the option is there, right? Then the option is there. Chad, tell me a little bit about this from the perspective of, accounting and also consulting and planning. One question sticks in the back of my head that you can pick what you think is the best person, right? Tom could say, we've nailed it. He's going to be under my wing for 2 years, and then you kind of realize at some point, well, this doesn't work out. Even when they take over, the business is going tick, tick, tick. So how do you pick right?
Yeah, it's a tough process, and it's an emotional process. So, you've said it already, start early, start developing your team, your management team, so you get a chance to see how they do with certain leadership responsibilities. We like to work with clients maybe 2, 3, 5 years ahead of their exit. When they come in and say, I want to be done, I want to, experience retirement, in 6 months, it's too late. So it's important to start early. Tom mentioned several different exit options. You can sell to a third party, sell to employees, or gift to family. All of those require a really strong management team. It makes your company more valuable. We often talk to business owners, and they take a lot of pride in how they've started the business and how they've built it and how important they are to the business. But during an exit, it's counterintuitive, but we want that management team to take on more responsibility. We want the business owner to be able to take a vacation and not let the business go in ruins while they're gone. So trusting in that management team, development of the next team is critically important so you can see how they do.
ESOPs were kind of the fair-haired thing for a while. Are they still? Is that still a solid option?
Very busy with ESOPs. They kind of we see high demand, and then a new trend will come along. But right now, we're seeing a lot of ESOPs. Again, their management team is critically important. Do you have that team to take over the business? There's a lot of tax advantages with ESOP. You get to keep that culture that you've built, and reward employees for their hard work and longevity.
And, Tyler, you only need to look at a couple high-profile companies around this area to know that's a legal minefield, too, on ESOPs. But talk a little bit about not only what business owners sometimes forget in all this process, including making sure that's really buttoned down when you're looking at succession planning from the perspective of Onstead Twitchell in the legal side.
Yeah, and we've touched on it a little bit here, but there's a couple of different ways to look at transition planning from a timing perspective. Certainly, as we've talked about, when you're starting to think about transitioning and moving on to the next stage of your life. But I also am a strong advocate for when this company initially gets going, we need to be thinking about transitioning. And not a literal transition, but equal parts of how someday might we want to transition. But then the other part is, how are we going to handle this if there's a situation where we're forced to transition? You know, if Dan and Chad are running a company together, and heaven forbid, Dan gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, I love that one. Hit by a bus. Yeah. You got to have the hit by the bus conversation, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and above and beyond that, what if one day Chad says, man, it's been a good run. We've been working our butt off to build this thing. I'm ready to go lay on a beach somewhere.
So there's a good lawyer. The what if question's on the front end versus you're drinking from fire hose. You're starting a company. Tom, it takes off. You're going, you could sell it to anybody, but I don't necessarily want to do that. Doing it on the back end. Fascinating. More of this conversation coming up. The pros are in the house today with this Business Owners Roundtable. If you have a question or comment, call us. More
moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene,
I think I must have been about 10 years old when I heard my, no, 20 maybe, when I heard my first Dolly Parton song. She's 75 today?
75 today, yep.
She's been cranking out the hits forever, and that is one of her classics there, Jolene.
I remember my mom had the Porter Wagoner, Porter and Dolly.
the album, or one of them, back in the day.
Back on our brand new, and I think very, very helpful, Better Business Roundtable. I'm looking forward to doing these once a month because our audience is made up of a lot of people that are in positions of influence. They are the CEOs. They are a friend of mine, Roger Ryerson, Flynn Advertising, one time said, I don't know about, you know, how you quantify this or whatever, but there's no doubt about it. You know, if you look at a lot of times in radio, it's they do something called, what is it, Greg? Cost per point. We'll just say, you know, your ratings data, how much does that cost me? And I'll decide. And he said, there's no report for cost per influencer, but I know this, you'd be number one with a bullet, you know, because there's just, and these four here with us today are influencers. They're people that help their peers. They're experts and they can help you as well. And it doesn't cost you anything when you call the show. It's free. It's good advice for free. So if you do have a question or comment, 258-0550, 258-0550. We're brought to you by Petroserve USA as well. And, warning, I'm about to make you hungry. That's my job. And they have home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And if you're anywhere near Hardwood today, stop in for the meatball dinner. Wow, is that good. I had meatballs yesterday, by the way, at, is it called Stoneholm Brewery? I think it is Stoneholm Brewery in the...
Stonetown.
No, it's not Stonetown. You're thinking of the new Stonetown Grill in Fargo. Yeah. This is the brewery, the brew pub, and I think it's... I always met...
Oh, okay.
In it's started in Watford City, but it's now in Bismarck. It's in the bottom of that big tower there. So anyway, really, really good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, stuffed green peppers. Are you joking me right now?
Oh, there you go.
There's also country fried steak on 12th Avenue North, chicken pot pie in Euland, Valley City, a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, but every Petroserve USA you go into, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, check them out. All right, back with our pros in the Better Business Roundtable. Let's just do a little lightning round. We'll go the same order we did before, but Tom, just a final thought on succession, and if there's any questions on this, we'll take them as well at 258-0550, but you told us basically start, even though you didn't have that conversation on the front end, and it is very important, and your values lead to that. What else do you want folks to know on the succession planning side?
Well, I think timing is also important. I mean, we were talking on the break a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the next couple of days, transition of power at the federal level, kind of into a completely different party, different thought process. And that plays into it as well, right? Because you've got potential tax implications. You've got changes in, you know, gift taxes and those types of things. So how are you going to go about it? Kind of relate. It's dependent on timing as well. But I think probably the biggest thing I can say is don't be afraid of it. If you've prepared your business to be a long-term business, then plan appropriately. If you've prepared your business where you're like the sole proprietor, you do everything, and you're a self-employed person, then plan appropriately. There's different ways to go about it.
There wasn't any party that said, you know, I don't want to give this up. I love what I'm doing, and I really don't want to think about who's next. There wasn't any part of you that thought that?
Oh, I do think that. My wife knows I think that as well. So it's going to be hard to give it up. But the plan for us is to, you know, move into more of an executive role than a sales role, an operations type of role, which I've got great people in place to take care of that. And, you know, and then eventually move into more of a cheerleader role than anything else. So that's our plan. That doesn't need to be your plan, but that's our plan.
And, Tom's an example of a company that is, you know, had some great, great success, that just grew and grew and grew. And this is an important conversation to keep that legacy going. I'm going to jump to Chad Ide Bailey. Chad, I would imagine you've had legendary business leaders walk in and they say, I want Junior to take over. And that can be an uncomfortable conversation when you don't think Junior could even, you know, tie the laces of the old man. What about that? What do you do there?
Yeah, we tend to get into the mechanics of these succession plans. So what are the taxes? You know, what's your plan for cash flows and those kind of things? The most important question is the next leader ready? And have you worked with them? We find a lot of family businesses that the next generation is very good at operations, but they don't know how to work with the accountant or the lawyer or the governance, those board-type meetings and decisions, the strategic planning. Those take time and experience and development. And so our key really is working with that next group and making sure they're ready.
Dan Stoller, Starion Bank, give me your take on this final round here.
Yeah, a couple quick things, Scott. You know, one, once you get a plan put together, look at it once in a while. I'm always surprised when we ask a business owner, hey, you want to grab your corporate documents and maybe your succession plan? And their eyes get big and they say,
do we have
one? I think I have that somewhere. but look at it from time to time because things change. And the time to make changes to that plan isn't when there's a stressful situation. It's when things are calm and things are good, right? So I think that's number one. Number two, Scott, and I think it's part of the reason we're in this roundtable, is get a good team around yourself. You know, find a good accountant, a good attorney, a good banker, and work together as a team so everybody's on the same page. So when there is a challenge or something needs to change, you've got everybody working and pulling the rope in the same direction.
Tyler, how about from the perspective of the law side, Onstad Twitchell? Tell me your two cents in.
Yeah, the situations we're talking about are oftentimes tough situations, and if we have talked about them and thought about them and addressed them and put something down on paper a year or two ahead of time, you're going to be far better off than if you tried to handle them on the fly.
I'm going to do a lightning round here on another topic. There isn't a business owner anywhere that isn't looking at this political cycle and not saying, how does this impact my business, right? And, you know, I'll never forget watching a Vikings game, and some yahoo comes down from the rafters, and he's got a sign that says, no dapple. And what he was trying to do is put pressure on U.S. Bank. You do not invest in this company. You do not invest in these controversial things. Like, what kind of world are we living in? I mean, number one, whatever bank is going to look at something like they look at it, risk, reward, do we help, do we not? But now you're being politically forced to. What, how do you advise your clients to operate in a world like that?
You know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and Tom mentioned just trying to do planning in that uncertainty is very difficult. We don't know what taxes look like. We don't know what gift and estate taxes look like. All very important parts of succession planning. But again, if we follow the framework that's kind of tried and true, we think that, you know, we got a plan that can help. And working with a team, like Dan mentioned, can help navigate through a lot of that uncertainty and change.
So is it, Tyler, just a question of prepare for the worst and hope for the best kind of deal? And let's look at every possible scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. It's let's look at what situations might be out there. Let's have a discussion and let's have a plan.
And from your perspective, Dan, you know, there's a business plan there that could be severely disrupted. Are you getting on the front end of that? What should they do?
You know, we're looking at two things, the likelihood of the risk and the impact of the risk, and what that impact might have on our customer's ability to repay a loan, as an example, and stay successful with cash flow. So low likelihood, high risk might be different than high likelihood, you know, high risk. And so where do they fall on that scale? And in each of these things you're talking about, Scott, we look at it and quantify. And
I didn't hear any advice, Tom, related to stick your fingers in your ears and go la 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 la, not even face it. What advice do you have?
I have not found that to work well. Yeah, although there's times when I want to do that. you know, my advice: we've been through these cycles before. If you've been in business any longer than 4 years, you've been through these cycles before, right? So you're going to have, like, even on our own team, we've got people who believe one way and people who believe the other way. You know what? We just try to have fun with it and continue to do business the way that we continue to follow our core values. We continue to have fun, continue to do business right. We treat our staff as number one. Our customers are number two. We treat people right. And we know that in the long term, no matter what the political background is, it's going to work out. And it's going to be a long, we'll be here. We'll be around in 100 years.
Yeah, keep it civil. Keep your head down. Be smart about it. Talk to the pros. Chad Flanagan, I Bailey, Dan Stoller, Starion Bank, Tyler Levington, Onstad Twitchell, and Tom McDougall. Hi.
Give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 360 acres in Ransom, 552 acres in Lemoore, 124 acres in Griggs, 30 acres in Cass, and a 480-acre farm in Marshall County, Minnesota, and a 432,000-bushel grain elevator and storage facility in Washique, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, really.
My favorite Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5. Right? Was it her biggest hit?
Oh, yeah, by far.
And it was in
that
a movie.
Jolene, yeah.
It was in a movie, right?
It was a movie, yep.
Yeah.
That was the movie, too.
Was the song because of the movie?
Yep.
Yeah, it was part of the movie.
No, movie was because of the song.
Yeah, yep. The movie was because of the song.
Yep.
Right, I got it. Good song. Yeah. Who works 9 to 5, anyway? Is there anybody that actually works 9 to 5?
I don't think so. Maybe.
In radio, you don't work 9 to 5. I'm just saying, you don't work 9 to 5.
That used to be like a banker shift or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always 8.
Although bankers today, if they're a real banker, you're not working 9 to 5.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's no way. You're.
My song would be working 5, 2, 1. Doesn't really sound as good.
I always say I'm working every waking moment.
Because yeah, right, we always are.
You're not behind a microphone, but the wheel's turning, you're exchanging texts at 2 in the morning, but it's not work either. I consider it a labor of love, you know? A lot of us have been doing this a long, long time, longer than I care to admit sometimes, because it explains all the gray hairs on my head. All right, lots of calls waiting to weigh in here after I tell you about our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Right now, across North Dakota, long-term care facilities, there are deliveries that are happening thanks to a grant program that goes to every long-term care facility in the state. I mean, assisted living, nursing homes, basic care, the whole deal. And they are from H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they are technology that allows the air to be cleaner, that it allows, whether it's colds, flus, whether it's something like COVID, there is a cleaner air. There are airborne viruses ever, not just coronavirus. They're forever. And this is something that health officials, Department of Health and Health Department in North Dakota, Human Services in North Dakota that work with these places, even the federal folks that say, do this. It'll make things better. I heard an example the other day where long-term care facilities, it's difficult to wear a mask when they're bathing, right? I mean, if mom or dad are bathing and the caregiver's mm-hmm. there, mom or dad can be a little wet, you got a mask on and else all is wet. So they're putting a lot of these in the bathing areas to keep it bug-free, if you will.
Air scrubbers are amazing.
And my friends at H.A. Thompson said, they said, look, we're just living in a time right now where we're all hypersensitive to viruses that spread throughout the world, especially coronavirus. So If you're wondering if there are steps you can take to protect not only long-term care facilities, but your business, Labby's up in North Fargo, we're like one of the leaders on this. And nobody, none of their staff has got coronavirus. It's been unbelievable. But it could be that. It could be anything. So there are steps to take to protect not only your business, but your home as well, from not only this new threat, but a wide range of viruses, mold spores, odors, and other pathogens. So I'd encourage you to call H.A. Thompson & Sons today. Don't wait. Just gives you more peace of mind. And the home unit is very easy to install and very inexpensive. 701-234-9889. Kudos to those on the front line, just like the folks at H.A. Thompson & Son. Many of who've been there 10, 20, 50 years, they've been around since 1908, doing the deliveries to long-term care, breaking their back to get these out. We appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. Warren, who's north of Bismarck, is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Warren. You're up.
Yes, sir. I want to state first that I'm a first-time caller, so this is new to me. But times are unprecedented. Concerning the recent election and my disgust with everything that has happened, including the way our congressmen have voted, I'm not knocking them totally. They've done a lot of good things, but I'm very disgusted at the way they voted on this. Tomorrow, and I hope I don't offend people with this. I don't mean it to be offensive, but I'm going to show that disgust by flying my flag inverted at half staff tomorrow, because the nation is in distress and it's a sad, sad day for the nation as far as I'm concerned. And I'd just like to ask all good conservatives within the sound of my voice to come join me. And that's my comment.
Yeah, stay here, Warren. I appreciate the fact that you're a first-time caller, and always appreciate when people tell us that, because it warms our heart, and we also get you to the front of the line, because our lines are generally full, which we take as a good thing. I don't know, Warren, if I would, I don't know if I'd do what you're suggesting, but I don't blame you for doing it, because I think we are a nation in distress for a lot of reasons. It feels a little bit like players kneeling at a football game before the flag to me. Now, I know you're not doing it to distress the flag, and I know also that what you're doing is actually a thing, right? It's how you say we're in distress, and you believe we're in distress, whereas they're kneeling before a flag to show, you know, whatever, their political agenda. So I would be hard-pressed to do it, but I know maybe tomorrow it is the right thing to do, to send a message. I think it wouldn't change anything in the swamp. It wouldn't change anybody's view of, you know, what they think of Trump supporters or those that think the country's in worse shape now if there's a Biden presidency versus what we have in the Trump presidency. Yeah. But I'd be curious what other people think about your plan, and I appreciate you sharing the idea with us. And that tells you that, you know, you have a great deal of frustration. Can I ask you just a quick question about how long you've been listening? You said you're a first-time caller, but how long have you been listening to this show?
Several years. I consider myself mostly conservative. I pop between your program and the other program. Especially these days, I can't stand to stay there long. But, yeah, I really appreciate it. I loved the comment by the caller just a bit ago, the rancher by Williston. And like somebody that I know said when I mentioned it, she said, I'm sure there's a lot more of this going on. We just don't hear about it.
No doubt about it.
Rancher that switched parties,
Right, yeah. I think he called from Pembina, but I know who you're talking about. Wasn't that Pembina? I think it was. But anyway, where was the caller that switched parties? Leah will find it for us, so we have a fact checker right here. But it doesn't really matter. It was an incredible call. It really was. Yeah, who was that, Leah?
Yes, it was.
Turn Leah up here, would you, Kev? Yeah, go ahead.
Caller William from Wimbledon.
From Wimbledon. All right, yeah, we're both wrong.
Okay.
It was Wimbledon. You heard Williston, but it was Wimbledon. But anyway, I agree with you. That was a fascinating call to go to that level of, and you know what I love about the show is not anything I say about anything we play. It is the callers, because there is so much wisdom out there. And so we do appreciate you, no doubt about it. So call again, Warren. We appreciate it.
Okay, I might sometime. I'm generally kind of shy about this sort of thing, but like I say, it's just unprecedented. And I feel I need to do something. I don't fast often. I pray a lot. I don't fast often, but I've been fasting and praying lately and just asking God, show me what to do. And
I don't think you can
anyway.
I don't think you can do anything better than that. Just ask the 12th president of the United States, Zachary Taylor, who, by asking Americans to do that, stopped a pandemic in its tracks. You know, and if Joe Biden is elected tomorrow, I'm sorry, inaugurated tomorrow, puts his hand on the Bible and all proceeds like the swamp wants it to, the guy, in my mind, should ask for the very same thing. He should say, I'm going to begin by quoting the 12th president of the United States who stopped the pandemic dead in its tracks. Can we agree we want COVID to go away? However it got here, it's here. It's devastating businesses. Yeah. It's devastating families. It's devastating the human bond between family members and loved ones in long-term care. It is sick beyond belief. Can we agree on that thing? Can we have unity on that one thing? We're doing everything with vaccines and warp speed and all that. Let's pray and fast for an end to the pandemic. And that's all Zachary Taylor did. And guess what, Warren? By my understanding of history, how I've read it, the pandemic stopped in its tracks. And he did.
That's amazing. That's a nub of history I don't know, and I like to I like to be a student of history. Let's put it that way. That's something I did not know.
Well, you're going back a ways. Anyway, I kind of stop at Lincoln, and once in a while get to Washington. But that's a fun one, no doubt about it. I'm very impressed that you're praying and fasting. I'm terrible at fasting too, but fasting to me is as much. I'm going to deny myself of Diet Pepsi because I love to drink 7 a day, and I'll drink water instead. And then I'm healthier. So there's other ways to do that if you think that's
sort of not
your thing. Yeah. Warren, thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. Fasting, for people who don't know, is just some people think it is you don't eat for 24 hours or you don't eat for 48 hours. You know, it can be that. I'm not man enough for that. It actually, I've done it before. I think the longest I've gone is 36 hours. The clarity you get when you're fasting, I don't know what it is in the brain, is pretty amazing. But it's not for everybody. I mean, I'd even talk to your doctor about it if you have any other health conditions to say, how should I do this? Or talk to your pastor about it, whatever. You know, it's a thing. It's a thing, and it does suggest you're willing to sacrifice some things for things you care about, really. And so it's worth putting that in the mix. South Dakota we go. Dennis.
By the way, quick correction. Friend just called, said we wanted to hang our flags full staff but upside down. Which is a distress.
He was going to do half staff.
That's
inverted.
An honor. Yeah, that's an honor.
Or inverted?
Half staff.
Well, I get half staff is an honor, but he was going to half staff and invert it.
If you're going to invert it, apparently fly it full staff.
And inverted. That says we're in distress.
Yep, if you go half staff, leave it normally, and that's a tribute.
By the way, does that mean I'm in distress, or is it meant to mean the country's in distress?
Country, ship, whatever. Who's ever flying upside down.
Wow. Dennis in South Dakota, go. You're next.
Good morning. I got on late this morning, and I didn't hear what you were talking about, my pillow guy. So could you just give me an update?
Sure. Mike Lindell has had an onslaught of major retailers say they're pulling his pillows out because of his advocacy in favor of the president. He's referred to in every article as a nut job. They say it a little nicer, but they say conspiracy theorist on the election, my pillow magnet. What he should be called is a hero, because the guy, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has said, America's worth it. I don't care. I'll donate my money. I'll do whatever I need to do. He has, because of his advocacy, been party to information that comes from General Mike Flynn and others who have fought hard on this and put their name on the line. So because of that, he's being attacked by retailers. And also, the Dominion voting machine people came out and said, we are going to sue you for everything you're worth. Stop talking about our machines. Stop telling the truth about our machines is what they really mean. And so he is in some sort of company economic distress as a result of that. But I don't think he's much worried about it, Dennis. That's the update.
Okay. All right. I've been following him, but I missed that.
Okay. We'll see if we can come on tomorrow. He was on yesterday, called at the end of the show, and it was great to wisdom. But I can tell you this. I talked to him one or two times a day. He's not worried about any of it. He knows exactly why it's happening, and thinks all this is going to be revealed, just doesn't know when. So, thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. Charles and Carrington, you're next. Mike Detroit likes Ed and Linton and Todd in Moore County. Coming up on What's on Your Mind as we continue. Final segment of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't even dream of touching that dial. Come on!
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoolguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at schwannbuickgmc.com. Just know this, at Schwann Buick GMC, your warranty lasts a lifetime. A lifetime of protection, no extra cost. Details at Schwann Buick GMC or call them 701-214-6372. Memorial Highway at 3812 in Mandan.
Remember, we have the 24-7 Be the Buffalo Hotline. Love this song. Love it, love it, love it. 855-200-1776. Here You Come Again, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Love it. So you can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Somebody did last night. Listen to this.
Hey, Scott, this is Jeff Moen from Reynolds. I just heard you say you've been trying to get a hold of Kelly Armstrong on the show for the last month, 45 days. Just heard him on the Jay Thomas show yesterday on 970. And one of the things that he'd happened to said, I think that Kelly was, isn't he a procedure, isn't he an attorney? Well, one of the reasons he said that we haven't gotten anything done, that they can stand up on is that they didn't basically the lawyers weren't good enough, and they didn't present their case good enough. Well, if he's so damn smart, then why the hell didn't he go up there and help them? That's all I got to say, but I just wanted to let you know he was on with Jay Thomas. Thanks, Scott. Keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate that call very much. Kelly is a lawyer and a good one, I would add. And I have heard from others. I don't know that I've heard this from Kelly. We are working on trying to get him back on at some point here. I think Kelly was of the opinion that we were basically kind of stirring the pot, if you will, and fomenting and whipping up people and getting them to call his office and everything else. And what I hope to have a chance to tell Kelly with my heart of hearts is, look, that's number one, it's not our act. We don't do that. We reflect what the callers say. I'm a mirror, okay? So I don't whip them up. That acts like I'm some kind of maestro architect here. It doesn't work that way. But I could get why you're in the middle of this, all these people are saying everything. You'd think that, but I just don't think that was what we did. But anyway, we can agree to disagree on that point. But I have heard from others that Kelly had offered the Trump team, to lead up legal efforts to help prior to the election. And they said, we've got it covered, and they didn't really have it covered. That kind of goes back to the story I told you about supposedly $250 million unspent. It was supposed to be for legal funds that Brad Parscale left, and so it didn't get spent. The Republican National Committee had it in an account, and the Trump campaign thought they were doing it. This, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I would say this. The Trump campaign was not perfect. The Trump administration is not perfect. I ask this question when I say that, what I believe is a factual statement, to say, how would I have been perfect? How would anybody have been perfect given what they were in the middle of? When one, on a good day, one out of ten of the people were actually on your team. And, you know, when it got better, maybe half and half. In other words, you go to work every day, half the place, half the people you work with are wink, wink, nod, nod, leaking things and trying to take you down. So I don't necessarily... I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to be harsh, that harsh on the Trump administration because of what they were doing. It's like this inaugural thing right now. CNN's blasting, Trump disregards inaugural norms. Well, Trump wouldn't be president if he didn't disregard norms.
I think D.C. is ignoring inaugural norms.
Yeah.
Look at the 25,000 troops that have occupied the city.
I got to say, if it was me, I probably, and my wife would be the first one, probably would say, honey, we're going to go. You're going to bite your lip. It's not going to be fun, but you're going to go, and you're going to kind of go through this, and then you're going to get on with it and say goodbye. But do you think Joe Biden wants them there? Do you think any Democratic senator wants them there? Of course not. They don't want them there. They can't wait to get them out of town. So I think Trump knows that, and that's just Trump. Trump is not playing phony. And he doesn't suffer fools easily. So I don't know that I wouldn't do the same thing. He's done. Todd in Moore County is a first-time caller listening on AM 1100 The Flag, one of our fine affiliates, K-Fire 550, AM 970, 93.1 FM, WDAY. Of course, we have The Flag West as well, KTGO and KTLC. So thank you. We appreciate you. Todd, go ahead.
Scott, first-time caller, yeah, thank you for everything you guys do. Say, I just want to jump on the flag bandwagon here. Tomorrow, the American flag comes down and the North Dakota flag goes up and stay there for 4 years. At least. Will not hang an American flag.
Wow. And you're going to do that?
Yep. Tomorrow, officially. And what's happened to our country, I'm not happy with it, but still love our state and still love the country, but not happy with it. So, yeah, officially tomorrow, the North Dakota flag goes up.
You know, and again, I think that's a good way of not sort of saying, I'm going to tip the flag upside down and do something that, you know, you could do, but I'm going to do another thing. And by the way, I think North Dakota has a very, very strong potential to lead the country out of this mess. And by that, I mean, if more people operated the North Dakota way and how we treat each other and how we deal with things we disagree with and how we fight through any adversity, really could teach and inform the rest of the country on a lot of these issues. And so you're sending a powerful message, and you know that doesn't mean you're one of the folks at a football game kneeling either. You've just set the American flag aside for now. You're going to put North Dakota first, and you're going to fight like hell, I'll bet, Todd, right?
Yes, sir. And I don't condemn those that are going to hang it upside down. I know my father-in-law is going to do the same thing. He's talked about it for a long time. And good to those people that are going to do that. I maybe I'm not as don't have the the guts they do, but maybe I'll change. But as for now, yep, I'm very proud of the state, and that's what's going to hang. So thanks for having me on, Scott. Thanks for everything you guys do.
I hear in your voice, Todd, how much this means to you. So know that I support you. I'm also the caller that called and said the flag was going to be inverted, sign of distress. We are in a sign of distress. This country is in all kinds of distress. Take your pick. I really mean that. So thanks to our fine sponsors, including PetroServe USA, where you're going to get a home-cooking meal today. Home-cooked meal and grab-and-go convenience. All the food's great. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. See you tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.